Off the Ball, GAA.
I mean, there was a lot of made of Congress at the weekend, and yes, a lot of different things came out of Congress. But for me, to be honest with you, I won't say it's off the ball. I think it's off the wall in terms of something like that coming into hurling.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball, GAA.
How are you feeling after Cork's first win of the 2026 year?
Oh yeah, look, it was brilliant, you know, to get over the line. I suppose the ultimate goal coming up here today was to get a result, and you know, we did that, and I thought we finished really strong. You know, our fourth quarter there was brilliant. We worked really hard and just delighted to come out on the right side.
You got off to a very strong start. Hayley Ryan, who was really, really good throughout, scoring within the first minute. Is it something you'd set up for to get a strong start?
Yeah, look, I suppose, you know, the forward set the tone, and the full forward line there today. I know Hayley set out with a score, but even the work rate off the ball, you know, I think they really put the pressure on the Kilkenny backs coming out. And I suppose they set the tone for us then at the back, and we kind of got to grips with things then and got into our flow. And Laura Hayes was superb there with her deliveries, and you know, it's great to have Saoirse and Orla back as well. So the three of them inside were dynamite.
Yeah, Laura was brilliant. It's probably a position that was open when we had Laura Tracy's retirement this year, but she's filling those boots.
Yeah, and look, Laura Tracy's a colossal loss. You know, she's been the leader there at the back for so many years, and you know, it's obviously a huge loss for us and sad to see her go. But in fairness to Laura Hayes, she's, you know, come in and she's took it in her stride, and she had a brilliant game today. And you know, it's great to have her back as well today. She missed the first couple of games through injury, so you know, I know she was hungry and really looking forward to getting back. So it's just great for her to have such a good game under her belt now.
Yeah, so many players coming back. Laura Hayes, Orla, your sister as well, Saoirse McCartan included.
Yeah.
How much of a difference does it mean to have that kind of experience?
Oh yeah, like, it's even great for the girls, you know, that have been coming in and, you know, trying to lay down their marker. Probably makes it that bit easier for them when they have a few more experienced girls around them, just to, I suppose, guide them and, you know, show them the way that we play. But look, training the last 2 weeks since the Antrim game has just been through the roof. We've had a couple of girls back and the intensity has just gone up, and a credit to the management team as well. You know, they really prepared us for this game, and it was the sole focus of the last 2 weeks. So look, delighted to get out on the right side of that now, and look forward to Tip now in the next game.
And Kilkenny did manage to come back level. You know, they scored 4 unanswered points, but we had Aisling Thompson get an unbelievable score to kind of settle the ship. But unfortunately, looks like a pretty serious injury to her there.
Yeah, look, it was awful to see Aisling go down. She looked in a lot of discomfort, and you know, you never like to see a player, you know, for that to happen, a player during a game, and especially a player of her calibre. But look, she's the type of player now that will do anything to try get it right. So hopefully, look, she has the medical team there behind her, and hopefully she can get it right, because she'd obviously be a huge loss. So hopefully we can wish her a speedy recovery and we can get her back onto the pitch as soon as possible.
Big announcement during the week for the club All-Stars. Orla nominated, and Saoirse, who came back in today, in the mix for Club Player of the Year. Must be proud from the Bears to have such strong representation.
Yeah, it's brilliant. We have 5, I think, from the club. Look, I suppose such a good year for us. It's great for them to get recognition. Brilliant for Saoirse to be up for Player of the Year. You know, she had an outstanding year. And I suppose, look, there's 5 girls nominated, and you maybe could have nominated another 5, but you know, it's brilliant for them. Hopefully they'll have a great evening above in Croke Park, and you know, get to celebrate the great year that they had.
Now Di Stefano. There's always tenor when he moves. And it's 7-2. Oh, my goodness.
From the barrios of Buenos Aires to the roaring nights of Madrid, this episode traces the extraordinary journey of Alfredo Di Stefano, the visionary who redefined modern football. Born in Argentina, forged in the breakaway leagues of Colombia with Millonarios, and immortalized in Spain, he became the heartbeat of a dynasty. But what if the man they called La Saeta Rubia had taken a different path and gone to Real Madrid's biggest rivals, Barcelona? Find out on episode 6 of Richie McCormack's Sliding Doors podcast as to how European football could have been changed as we know it. Coming to you this Monday in your OTB football podcast feed for free.
Joe Manley must be a happy man after getting the first win under the belt for 2026.
Yeah, delighted. I suppose we struggled in... Well, I thought we played okay in certain parts of Waterford and the Antrim game, but it's all about winning. But they're good and bad, and I thought we were excellent today.
You got off to a very strong start, Hayley, getting on the scoreboard inside the first minute.
Yeah, we started well. We said that a good start. I suppose the last couple of games we were very slow starting. We had plenty of opportunities against Waterford and against Antrim, and we didn't take them. And I suppose, look, we had a couple of players back today that made that difference.
Yeah, those couple of players, when you list them out, good few All-Stars between them. How big of a difference they have come in?
Sure, look, I suppose the last 2 weeks, I suppose the training was very positive. They worked very hard. Looks we had aiming goals, and even though Emer did well now the first game, look, Maeve Callan's class player, Aurora Callan, McCartan, but Laura Hayes was phenomenal today, do you know what I mean? And Izzy O'Regan coming back as well, she's out for 12 months, great to see her back on the pitch as well. So look, they're all-stars, all our runners, and any time we get them on the pitch, we're delighted.
Yeah. Your inside forward line in particular, when they got into space in the first half, they looked so dangerous.
Yeah, I suppose, look, they're very good hurlers, and I suppose that's the trick is to get the ball into them, but I suppose there's a very strong wind there today, crosswind. I suppose one bit of negative, we probably should have been up a few more scores at half time, I suppose, but the wind was quite swirling, and you could see Kilkenny in the second half at a few ways as well, but I think the last 15 minutes our inside line were very, very good, and we got the ball. Once we got the goal, I think that made a huge difference.
Ground hurling, great to see it back.
Yeah, great, Orla, Jesus, yeah, Orla, great to see Orla hitting the ground, she's a fabulous player. I suppose she gets a lot of man, as I say, man marking, girl marking, but she was excellent today. She's great out ball, she's so skillful, she's so unselfish, she's just a phenomenal player, and McCartan was excellent as well, you know. And look, give Hayley Reiner credit, I think she got 3 or 4 points.
Yeah.
And Hayley has that potential as well, so look, we're getting there, and we're missing a few forwards, but that'll be back in the next couple of weeks.
Well, we saw Saoirse taken over the free taken after a couple went wayward in the first half. Is that something we'll be seeing going forward?
Saoirse, look, Emma's a good free taker. I suppose we keep McCarthy taking the first few games, and it's hard coming to this level like consistently. I suppose you have to be taking with your club, and they do, the girls, but it's a big step up here, pressure on you. McCarthy is cool to breeze, you know, she should take him. Laura Hayes is a good free taker, Saoirse McCarthy, Amy O'Connor, we've Claudia Finn coming back as well, so once they're back we'll have plenty of free takers.
Unfortunately, the win might be slightly overshadowed by a fairly serious looking injury to Aisling Thompson.
Yeah, Claire Fellner, like pure accidental, and look, it's her elbow. I think it's her elbow, I'm not sure. I think it's her elbow. Hopefully, that clip popped back in. She's on the way to the hospital there now, so hopefully they'll sort it out. And I'd just like to thank the Kilkenny physio there and our own physio, Sean O'Mara. They looked after very well there, and the club here, they looked after her well. Look. She was flying. Thompson is a phenomenon. Like anybody can talk about her, she's getting better. And I'll say that to anybody can match her enthusiasm for, I don't know how long she's playing. You probably know. I've been with her 5 years, and she demands everything. She wants it. And look, I'm just hoping she'll be okay for herself, because I'd hate to see her. I hope she gets back, you know, for the championship, especially.
Because pitch was heavy enough out there. She looked absolute. She was only kicking into another gear.
She was getting better as the game went on. And the pitch actually. It's as good as I've seen. I saw the match last week, and they were digging a ball out there in the corner. It was very good. Give Sean Lochtans their credit. Freshford has been, it was very, very good. Grass was cut. It was excellent. You know, we've been training in MTU there the last 2 weeks, and we're delighted with that. And be on the grass pitch, and you can see today our hurling is definitely better. You know, so look, we're looking forward. We've a tough game next week in Tip. They're going very well. They're themselves nice, but Waterford, and you know, they're all trying for the, you know, the final away. So we're hoping just to stay up.
Yeah, goals have changed, so probably from the
look, I suppose we never, the league, we took it every year. Last year, I suppose we did put an effort in. Look, we're only back second week, really, January. Like, we don't go back as early, and I suppose none of the counties do. You know, it's tough on the girls. Like, they have 6 months of hard. We're not playing championship till June, like, and at that, you're playing 3 matches, and if you lose the 3 of them or win the 3 of them, you're still, like, it's just a focus of the minds, really, for us now. We're just hoping to get a few good games, you know, get these 2 tests, Galway and Tip, will be 2 good tests for us, and then we're hoping we've demonstrated championship first round against Tipperary, that's a good test for us again up in Turles, and then we're building for championship, you know, and we're looking forward to this. I'm lucky, I'm happy, privileged to be involved with a team like this. I say I'll never get a team like it again, so we enjoy it. Sean Crowley, James Lyon, Jim O'Connor did a great job there in the last 2 weeks coaching him, and JP, the strength and conditioning lad, Ivers, he's excellent, and look, we're all in it together, and look, we're going to have ups and downs, and look, I suppose we've more ups the last couple of years, and look, it's nice to get get back on the road again today after, well, that's a great win, we're delighted. Off the ball, GAA.